All right, we're in session at 7 p.m. Where?
Agenda.
There's big stuff out there, and I find it that
Hey there, friend.
Hey, friend. Going on? Anything here yet? No, it's a busy day. It's been a busy week.
Point.
Been a busy week so far. A busy week the rest of the week. I guess I'm working from 7:30 to 9.
No, I don't.
That's how you end up being.
You still working, friend?
No. But they called me when we go back into September, so we'll see.
Oh, I thought you did there for a while.
I went back till April, the end of April.
Oh, okay.
And I got done, so I'm not working till summer in GE. It's hot.
Yeah, you don't want to
Oh. But we're home, so no, 40 degrees. Yeah. It'd be 105 in there consistently most
that. Yeah. No place to go.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks with the light off. Good.
That one. No. Okay, make a motion. We pay the bills, pay the payroll, and sign the warrant.
Who second that? Guess she's not there. All right, moving along. Open forum. Before we start with these guys, I've got some notes here from Dave. We need eight tires for one of the 10-wheelers. And the new post tariff price is now $955 per tire.
Man.
Well, it's about $300 than they were this time last year. But don't worry about it. Everybody's making more money, and
Everything's great.
everything is wonderful.
Anybody that made the United States? Don't care about that.
Isn't that if they're made in this
They're not
country?
made there, maybe not.
Cooper don't make a tire here?
Who?
Cooper's not working a truck.
Who?
Cooper?
Cooper makes tires here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for.
Marshall, they don't really good here, but
I think
they use their power.
they can put one ton
They
back.
don't need particular.
He did look into Casella. He's got a price. He's figured we need roughly, and I think he's a little high, 1,950 pounds, which would be 39,000 pounds, I think.
Oh, go up.
Stone, half inch stone for the roads. He's finally got off the sand kick. Delivered is 44 grand, 44,791. We truck it. This is from Casella. He's gonna get a bid from a place in Hartford
Galusha.
and a place in SLC in South Wallingford and one other place, and I forgot who it is.
Does Casella have their own stone, or they get it from Wallingford and
Oh
Prepping Hill?
no, they've got a huge pit right at the end of Clarendon there where that wannabe church is.
Yeah.
Right there, just down the road. Anyways, they're delivered here is for 44,791.50. So it's 13 grand more than us picking it up. I don't know what the other two bids are. And there is some
I think that's more than, I don't remember what we paid for sand last year or what we paid for sand lately, but.
We just looked, I think it was $9, so. $9 a yard. You said it was about a yard and a half to a.
I'm guessing we blew 30 grand.
Was, you know.
That would have been the neighborhood.
And then you got to buy X number of tons of salt, which I'm sure that's probably doubled by now.
What's that? Do you know? Any idea how much is salt on the buy?
I don't know. It was 69 or 70 last year. So I'm sure.
It was 87.
What's that?
I think it was 87.
Was it that much?
Something. Yeah, it's almost 90.
I'm sure it'll be over 100 this year.
Why? What would cause that?
All I know is
that'd be a, that'd be a good job.
Shutting down
salt hadn't been going up that fast in the past.
Well, a lot of things haven't been going up that. Eggs never went to $6 in a real matter of minutes, but that.
They're down to $4.50 now, doesn't
it? Yeah. Front brake job on the average car runs about $900 these days.
I know, that's horrible.
Two rotors, two calipers,
instead
of that. Oh, anyway.
Thomas is just only rear brakes on my truck.
Labor rate is anywhere from $100 to $200 an hour anywhere you go in the country.
$1,000. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Just had a problem with that.
There's two kids, and I guarantee you, two young guys that work at O'Reilly's till 9 o'clock tonight, I guarantee you they're changing price tags.
Really?
Happens 2 to 3 times a week. And it's not just O'Reilly's. It's Napa. It's whoever. Absolutely stupid. Anyways, he's going to get prices on the rest of these. One thing we won't have to buy, you don't salt the stone.
Right.
So that will save you X number of tons of salt because you don't need to salt.
This is just on the dirt roads, correct?
Yes.
So you still use sand and salt on
We use salt. Most of the towns that are doing this don't use any sand anymore. Pollitt hasn't used sand in 4 or 5 years. Dorset hasn't used sand in 25 years.
Or more.
Long time. I was the
only one
in this town.
It's nice stuff.
40. Rupert doesn't use much. They have some sand. They don't use much of it. And I don't know about Poland. I haven't seen any sand there, but maybe there is some.
Well, the stone doesn't fill your ditches quite as bad either, right?
No, it doesn't fill your
ditches.
It doesn't make mud, and you put it down once instead of every time.
And it's sharp, and it still gets a little attraction.
I mean, we sanded this fall here in December, I don't know, 18 days in a row.
God, nice.
You know, it just disappears. The sun comes out, and it sinks into whatever you got. Anyways, that's that. Another thing that Nora wanted me to mention, apparently the woman on Channel Drive, they started doing her field today. The contractor was there, and apparently the state guy showed up, and they found out that she has two wells, one that she hasn't used in 20 or 30 years, and another one that they use. Now, the well that she doesn't use has never been put into the do not, or the I don't know, the well heaven or whatever they call it. The contractor never heard of such a thing. She had never heard of such a thing. She tried looking it up. She can't find, doesn't know how to get it onto that. So they stopped on that project. So
does it have a tag on
it? It does. And she called. It was.
Yeah, but yeah, there you have to send all this paperwork, which I've been calling state for over 4 weeks and I still haven't got an answer on this. In Rutland, you know, they're working from home. What can I tell you? Anyways, that's that part of it. Rand's going to have a meeting tomorrow. Why don't you tell us about that so we know what's going on?
Actually, you have an interest.
Yes,
down by. The Brook.
Yeah.
Why Alan Doug?
He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah. He probably won't vote it for right, but he'll invite him to the meeting so he'll come and people can meet him and ask any questions if they want. His letter of interest, I sent it to everybody.
Gerald didn't get it.
I just sent it just a little while ago.
Oh, okay. Because I got your email a while ago.
Yeah. Well, that was on the decision chair should have got on the
not the one I got.
For the special meeting?
You sent it. I got it. It's on the computer right out there.
Yeah, I know you sent it because I got it. But
she
didn't.
Sharon said she didn't get it either. Like I just talked to Cherry Hobson and she got it. Heather got it.
Heather got it. She's responded that she's got to do whatever she's got to do.
So is Doug going to show up for the meeting?
That's what Nora sent me an email tonight. They said that he responded, said that he would show, he would call.
Good.
Yeah, he's probably would. He's been a.
Oh, he's got a lot of experience.
I mean, well, town, was, whatever they call him in New York State, town. It's not a mayor, not a selectman. It's a town. Matt Hicks was one for years.
Supervisor.
Town supervisor. In a town, whatever town he's from in Long Island, which I can't tell you where it is.
NASA.
Now, who is this?
Your neighbor.
Oh, dangerous dog?
Yeah.
Well, oh, Jesus. You don't got 1 hour on the going around the service.
I did get right here. Well, this is, that was your meeting last night. Yeah, it's on the computer. I can't find it right now, but it's there. Anyways, lost my whole train of thought. I did get a letter from Heather, a note from Heather, or an email from Heather that she would not be attending. I did talk to Sharon today and learned that I didn't know much about what I thought I knew. She told me that the meeting was illegal because nobody had been notified. Obviously, that's incorrect. She told me that on an agenda, you could only put, if you're having a special meeting there, it can only be one item on the agenda. That is incorrect. And I was 99% sure that it was incorrect based on my history as a selectman in the town of Wells. But I wanted a second opinion, so I called my buddy at VLCT, who has a lot more degrees than I have, and he told me, absolutely, you can, if it's a special meeting, a regular meeting, whatever meeting it is, you can talk about your items that are on your agenda and anything that you feel is pertinent that might come up during the course of the meeting, which, so I would dare say you are good to go tomorrow night.
Perfect. I had copied it, but they don't.
I thought that was one.
I'll probably send it again, but when I clicked on it, they had all the names, and I sent it to myself, but it sent all the figure, you know, just the list. But
she knows about it anyway.
Well, good. I hope she comes.
Now, what is this here? Well, I've attached the minutes from our last meeting in June for you to. Okay.
You sent that one just a little while ago. I sent that.
Okay, yeah, so that was not, when I was out in, on that computer, it wasn't there.
No, I just sent it just before it came down.
Oh, all right.
And that was where the minutes are. I'd like to, if everybody gets the minutes before that, at least they have a chance to look at it before the meeting.
Okay. I believe that Mr. Chmielewski was in here today. Is that correct? Is he planning on attending tomorrow?
That's why I went to him. When the time was available for him. So he got to set the date because he's really the vice chair. So really, come from him.
Yeah, he works a lot of nights, I would imagine.
Yeah.
All right, anything else pertinent to that?
Well, nothing with that, but I guess it was related to it.
You got all the hats on.
Okay.
Take them off and talk to us.
These, Rich come up with this. This is on to the deposit for the pavilion. So about 14 days prior to the event, for damage, and also for insurance. So we kind of want to say that we found the deposit covered, really have it 2 weeks before the event, the deposit. But some instances, it's given insurance required to the event. But some people, when you see they have to get insurance onto it, they turn away, so they don't reserve it. They're even going to have it anyway. So if they have it anyways, you know, if they have insurance then, but we don't reserve it. So this way, be a little more lenient on whether they have to have insurance or not. If it's just a birthday party or something, that probably.
Has there been any issues as far as any of the parties that, well, most of the parties.
Never had any issue with
most them. Of the issues, the parties that they had were one lake association or the other or something. So I would assume they would pick up their mask.
Yeah. Every I'd say the other day, I picked up like six over here. Other than that, it's been pretty good down here.
Yeah, anytime I've been in there, I haven't seen anything.
So it's just, I think, the people that are going there, their fire point, would say the deposit, and then with the insurance, it kind of shies away. And maybe that's what you want, but we want the park to be used. So.
One on the park, I thought you had said, we're squared away with the bike group. They're all happy and warm and fuzzy over the parking lot.
Yeah, well, Doug was supposed to bring up the sand up. He was supposed to bring it last week, but he didn't get sand, so he's going to bring sand up for the parking lot and I'll spread that out.
Okay.
So by the weekend, that should be.
No, I haven't had anybody.
I've had no complaints.
I haven't heard anything about it.
They put any stone on it?
Just gravel.
They put gravel on it this year?
We're going to put gravel on it.
Going to, okay.
But they didn't realize that the parking lot, as big as it was, put a straight top all the crap off the top of it. I mean, pretty good size parking lot. If they park right, you can get probably 20 yards in there pretty easy.
Well, yeah, that many.
Easily. If you go on, like, if you go on the first one, you go over and park diagonally, mm-hmm. You keep going around like that. Then when you leave, you back out and go on the other side. Now people go on, they were in the middle and park right in the middle. And you can't get on the other side. So Courtney was going to make some sign or something or post something about a park. So she said she would do that.
All right.
And thank you for the town of Wells for grabbing my phone. It was good. Thing was done.
Oh, they did do that. Yeah, they were going to. He was headed there, and then they didn't get there, and then they finally did.
Yeah.
I thought they did it.
So this is what we voted on anyways, but, I want to bring it to you guys and get your input or on changing just a little bit.
It looks a little more reasonable to me.
Yeah, I don't see any issues with it. Yeah, I would
say we probably should make a motion to
let them adopt this rule change or whatever.
I'll make a motion that we allow the Delaney Committee to make a rules change on the insurance requirement.
I'll second it. Not much choice. All right.
That's all that I have.
Okay, moving along. Couple of things. Don't have it out here with me, but
did Rich have anything?
Yeah, you got anything, right? Just, I didn't.
No, know. I'm just sitting here.
I didn't
start
it.
Well, shit, you know.
Something big is going on at Rutland Regional Garbage or Rutland Regional
Solid Waste
District. That I got. Lady dropped that off today. I guess they got money missing. They've got other issues. I've been trying to call there for over a month, two and three times a day.
Mark got suspended.
And I punch in all the numbers.
Sounds like you're getting paid, though.
I punch in all the numbers and I can't get it. Nobody responds. Nobody calls me back. I've sent emails. I've sent texts. Nothing. Hasselton is in the middle of pulling out of there. They're not going to have anything to do with them anymore. And I think probably we ought to. I don't see where they really do anything wonderful for us other than make things far more complicated. I did talk to Mark a month ago, give or take, and told him that I was not particularly happy with the way things went. They made a big deal out of the fact that the tire sign went on the back of the dumpster. And I said, I'd already got another sign coming. And I said, I don't see this as a real crisis. If somebody's standing there, somebody has to have tires to get rid of, he will direct them as to where the tires need to go. So he did tell me that she was only doing her job. I said, well, there's a way to do your job and a way not to do your job. And she chose not really the correct way of doing it, I thought. But so I don't know what the whole deal is. I don't know if it's fact, fiction, hearsay, whatever, but I don't see why we need it. Casella Hall's our waste. We're approved by the state. We do things to their, we have to do things to their guideline, not to Rutland's deal. And when they have hazardous waste day, they make a giant problem for people that pay a lot of our taxes that have lake places and don't let them dump their used paint or old paint or whatever, or bug spray or whatever, light bulbs or whatever. So,
you ever check with Hubbard to see what they charged all that with?
Not that I'm aware of. I never have.
Yeah.
I don't know if any other selectmen has. Yes, sir.
The last hazardous waste drop off you had like in June.
Yeah, we had one in June and one in September usually.
Nobody knew about it. They just showed up. The dump man didn't even know about it. You know, but that truck rolled in. And
well,
Captain Jack was like, what the hell? You know, I mean, it wasn't, I guess it wasn't advertised or something.
It was in the town report. It was on the town website. I'm finding out that many of our citizens apparently are either hearing impaired, blind, and or both, or illiterate, because nobody's heard anything. This antenna, I've heard more than enough phone calls on.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I do know now that there are posters up there in bright, I think orange or yellow or something, stating when the next one is in September.
That is correct.
So there is notice up there now.
Everybody work, everybody,
we always put them up ahead of time, and
I guess it's
over. Water under the dam now, but over the dam now, but I don't know how it got missed. I mean, it's plainly mentioned everywhere, and if nobody saw it, I'm quite sure it's in here.
I did post it on Facebook as well.
Yeah, well, apparently nobody reads that either. But I say perhaps illiterate or blind. Toxic waste, unit 7.
I mentioned to Captain Jack to try to get some sheets a couple weeks before the next one to hand them out.
The sheets are there.
Well, no, I just told them like a couple weeks before the next one, just remind people.
No, we had posters there the last time I worked.
When I worked that Wednesday, yep. Everybody come in, I told them, don't forget to have this place today. It was September, whatever it is. So.
All right. So I don't know what your thoughts are. Have you heard any of the conversation on the transfer station? A Rutland Solid Waste.
Yeah, I heard it all.
Okay, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, people are purchasing that sticker to be able to bring up electronics and stuff to there. Correct?
No, I'm talking about the fact that apparently they have some serious embezzlement going on. You can't call anybody. You can't find out anything. You can't email anybody. They are totally unresponsive, inefficient. I've got a multi-page article here that Paul's presently looking at. I mean, it's probably 10 or 15 pages. They don't have meetings, and we don't need to belong to it. Castleton is in the process of pulling out of it now. They don't really do anything for us.
Oh, yeah. As long as we don't need to be, if we can still use it without being a member of it, then.
Well, anybody can use it. You just have to pay a fee. But how many people from here go to Rutland? Take garbage to Rutland. I just can't imagine.
I don't know if people do because of the electronics. I don't know.
You pay less if you're a member.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're licensed by the state.
Yeah, I mean,
the state tells us what to do. So all they're doing is run around repeating what the state says. And I believe our permits.
Yeah, I'm fine with whatever you think we should do.
I'm believing that our permit is good for another year or so before we have to go through the dog and pony show.
Okay.
So that's kind of my thought, other than my real thought is put up 200 yards of chain link fence and forget it. Tell Casella to come get their toys. Would be the smartest thing to do. But after you did hear that they picked
up. Well, closing it down, I think because I think if we're mentioning it on the transfer station, that's the time to do it is as of July 1st.
Right, I understand that.
In my opinion.
We picked up several bags of garbage last week, scattered all up and down the road because it'd been there for a couple of days. The animal got into it, went through it, and there was no names or anything in it. That seems to be a weekly occurrence now. I'm guessing looking at what was in the bags, it was mostly used party materials, so I'm assuming that it's probably renters or something from the lake. I have to see if it stops in a couple of weeks. But it's starting to get real old.
No, I hear you.
Did you put the surveillance camera up there? Or?
Don't have the internet.
You don't have to. You can just have it failed. Just have it go to recorder if you record it in the building. Then you go in there and you can just look at it.
Yeah, we talked about that. I was going to bring that up tonight. And I guess they've got some that don't flash. They have no real visible flash, I believe. But we got to do something over there. We could spend more money. Did you hear me say, Tammy, that we did a Habitat for Humanity project yesterday?
Yes, that came out good.
Yeah, worked out real well. I didn't get there in the morning because I was tied up with the engineers and the possible bidders at the slide site till noontime, but I was there from went down there after I got done up there noon to down up at the building helping build the ramp from 9 to 5 or 12 to 5 and had got some publicity. It should have been on the news on Channel 5 either last night or tonight. Girl was there, took a bunch of pictures. There was myself, a young kid lives somewhere in the area. The two people from Habitat, Lieutenant Governor and his chief of staff were there. Terry Williams from Pulteney was there. And there was another person that had been there all morning and left. It was worked out real well. Lady was real happy. Kind of a nice woman. She's well in her 80s. Has some serious heart issues, and she's a Navy veteran from two wars. So she got to make Korea and Vietnam. So. They think it was well done, and we may have a chance. The girl at Rums Habitat talked about rather than building houses for people in big cities, that perhaps they could do more good by doing smaller projects for people in rural areas and stuff. That's what her idea is. They're also in the process of buying a fairly good sized building in Rutland, and they're going to build small panelized houses to put up for people that either have a falling down trailer or don't have any place to live or whatever. But have a piece of land with a well and a septic on it and so forth. So, and I guess they'll be using kids from the trade school for one thing, in addition to their own volunteers. So that was kind of interesting. Yeah, this woman is really on her game from what I could gather talking to her. You heard about the Channel Drive project, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Hopefully that's not a big deal. I would assume that this permit is somewhat easy to get. I mean, the well hasn't been used in 20, 30 years. I did see the email on the website. Have you talked to Gina about that?
I asked that we bring it to the board. My suggestion of, I think I said, suggested 4,500. So just looking for approval here so that if we agree, then I can let her know.
No, you said 5,000.
Is everybody okay with doing that stipend?
Yeah, but she was willing to do it for 4,500.
Oh, okay. All right. So have you been in contact with her? She knows.
She's like 5,500 left.
What?
I told her we would bring it to the meeting to discuss. I told her we would bring it to the meeting to discuss, and I would let her know.
Okay. In that case, we probably should make a motion as to what we're going to do. Is that good with you?
Cheryl's email.
Hold on 1 second.
I never use it. I don't know.
I want to make the motion that we paid Gina $4,500 to do our website as a stipend.
All right. I would second that. What is her approximate build time?
It doesn't matter how many hours it takes her. We're just going to give her a flat amount.
No, no.
So
I'm...
this would be above whatever or as an admin assistant.
What is her build time? How long does she think this will take?
I didn't get that nailed down. I'm guessing 3 to 6 months, but I can confirm that with her.
Okay. I assumed it would take a while. All right.
We have until June.
All right, so you're going to take care of communicating with her. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what's up, the same as yours.
I don't know if you saw the thing on our website about the LHMP. The paperwork was not filled out. The reason it wasn't filled out by the 23rd of July, we didn't have any paperwork to fill out because we didn't know who was going to build it or do it. It has since been taken care of. I filled it out last week. So, and I talked to the guy called me that's in charge of it from the state, and he's all happy with it. The salt shed, Dave is getting ready to figure out exactly where he wants to put it or lay it out a little bit and see what he's got. And did you hear the part about the stone? I got to go buy an Apple phone so I can be like this. Are you there?
Sorry, Don. What was that?
I said,
I'm here. I'm trying to do something for that.
Did you hear about the stone?
Yes, I heard. Yeah, I've been listening the whole meeting.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting prices. He's got one price.
I was just on mute, so you can't hear the background noise here.
Oh, okay. Well, it isn't fair, isn't it?
Okay.
I think that's about all I have, other than we had a tree come down on the tractor today. Up on, by the bed and breakfast up on Sawmill Hill. I happened to be in my shop and I heard the radio call, so I grabbed a chainsaw and went up there. Fortunately, John didn't get hurt and the tractor didn't get hurt particularly bad. It hit the rack that holds the mower when the mower's not being used, but it was about a 14, 16 inch ash tree that tipped over for no real apparent reason. But that was the excitement of today. And that's about all I have, other than reappraisal has been mandated. I have an email into Christy Wright. I haven't heard from her. Nora feels that we might want to do it a year ahead of time because of the crush to do it at the deadline of the next following year, which I believe would be 29. She was thinking we should do it in 28.
It seems like we just did it.
We did. But the price of property is all out of whack. You know, start selling homes one or half the other for $1 million. Screws up the works.
It's going to crash.
So I don't know if you've talked to Nora at all about that or not, Tammy.
Sorry, I'm missing that. Hold on. I can't listen to that right now, Don. Sorry.
Sucks.
Go ahead.
No, I just I lost my train of thought.
What? Did she talk to Nora about the reappraisal?
Oh, yeah. Have you talked to Nora at all about the reappraisal?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I just saw her email that she sent us. That's all I know.
Yeah. I have some communication into Christy Wright, who's a state appraiser, just to pick her brain a little bit on perhaps doing it in 28. We're required to do it in 29, but so is about every other town in the state. So needless to say, there won't be anybody to do it. Nora's thought was to do it in 28, which is a year ahead of time. And perhaps we may be able to do it. There's such a thing as a neighborhood reappraisal where, for instance, you might not do the houses along Route 30, but you would do the up where all the cottages sold on Westlake Road for ridiculous prices. And you do a hit or miss thing as to where things values have changed drastically, which would obviously keep the cost lower and be finished in a more timely manner. And like I say, I have a call into Christy and an email into Christy, and she'll get a hold of me and tell me what she thinks or what the story is. And that's all I have on that. Did you hear me talking about the meeting we had at the site of the slide?
No, but you can put me another time on that. That's okay.
Yeah, we had... There was 9 contractors showed up, and the homeowners were there. Our two engineers were there, plus myself, plus Josh Caravell from the state. And everything has been pretty much laid down as to how we're going to do it, or what we're going to do, and what we're going to do for who. And we've got a bunch of the details squared away. I have a whole sheet here with list most of the stuff that was talked about. So, and then the bids are due the 26th, I believe. So we should get some kind of idea then
who's really interested. There were several contractors that it was way over their head, but there were some real good contractors there that can do the job. So, all in all, it was a good meeting. And I think that's all I have. Have you heard any truck stories on the used truck?
Dave sent me some photos to add to the upload and stuff. He said he had somebody in Massachusetts looking at it. Other than that, I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
I sent it to Stanley, too.
Yeah. All righty. If you don't have anything, or Paul doesn't have anything, or anybody else in the room doesn't have anything legal to come before us, I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Unanimous.